This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, yesterday we talked about the aftermath of Hurricane Helene. While there was a lot of damage to the ag industry in North Carolina, Tennessee, and Georgia, there wasn't a lot that would ripple through the nation's agriculture industry. But it looks like this time around with Hurricane Milton, things will be different. We'll talk about that right after this.
Hey there, Iowa. Ready to hit the road with fuel as dependable as our farmers? Choosing biodiesel, made right here in Iowa from our own soybeans, supports our local farmers and helps keep our air clean. From farms to freeways, choosing better, cleaner, now biodiesel fuels progress while preserving our environment. Drive with purpose. Drive with biodiesel. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association and powered by the Soybean Checkoff.
Overnight, Hurricane Milton made landfall in Florida after days of forecasts and evacuations and preparations ahead of what is expected to be a very strong storm. The Florida agriculture industry made its preparations as best it could. Farmers, like everyone else in the storm's path, made the necessary adjustments to make sure that they're going to be safe. What the difference this time around, though, is that there could have a larger effect on the nation's ag industry. Hurricane Milton has Mosaic's Florida phosphate production squarely in its path. Greg Rule is Vice President of Crop Nutrients for Growmark, and he discusses the expected damages.
About two-thirds of the domestic production of phosphate products are made in Central Florida, and it appears that Milton is right on track to impact those operations. A lot of the product we see move into the Midwest up the river system actually starts in Tampa, Florida. Well, it's produced in Central Florida, then moves from Tampa, Florida over to New Orleans to load on the barges that we see moving up and down the rivers in the Corn Belt here.
While there isn't a good time for a hurricane to happen, Rule says that it is most likely the worst time possible this one could happen.
Normal cropping cycle, you know, we wait for the harvest to occur so the fields are open, and that's when phosphate applications start. Anybody that's been out driving around the countryside understands that that is starting now. So, and when we talk about production interruptions, like we could see in Florida, a lot of people don't understand that you can never make up for that supply. Like the day that those plants won't run through this storm and during the recovery period, that production will never be able to be caught up through any means. So it's just lost forever.
Josh Linville of StoneX says that when you talk about fertilizer production in the U.S., you have to focus on Florida because that's the only option.
It's the phosphate market in general. We always talk about generalities like North America phosphate production or U.S. phosphate production. When we make statements like that, we're talking about Florida. Florida is where it all is. Now, there are some smaller mines out there, and those mines are fantastic for those regions. But when you look at the overall numbers, it's Florida. And to your point, this storm path has it dead to rights in its crosshairs. Now, anything can happen over the next, say, 48 hours. But as of right now, it just doesn't get a whole lot worse than what they're predicting today. Now, we like to always sit there and say, Florida, they know hurricanes come. It's a part of their DNA. And so when you build these types of facilities, you build them with hurricanes in mind, with winds and maybe even some storm surge. But you can only engineer so much. I mean, if this thing comes across as a Category 4 or 5, it's really hard to foresee a situation where there isn't some amount of damage to the facilities.
However, Linville adds there is a bigger picture to think about. Damage to the phosphate facilities could be a burden, but it is the lives of the employees that work there that have to be the bigger focus.
It's more the people. Your facility can come through largely unscathed. But if your people's homestead, their families and things like that, if everything is wrecked there, that's where their attention needs to be placed. Those people need to be at home cleaning up, getting their families somewhere safe, getting them fed and everything else. The bare essentials. That takes precedence over running a facility.
You can find more at iowaagnet.com. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.